Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to an extra episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. In this special show, I'm going to share with you astrological insights about communication energies that are happening right now. These are the energies that are in our thoughts, in our words, in conversations, in emails. There's a lot of energy that's going to be shifting and moving, and we want to claim it powerfully and use it wisely. The energies are going to be heightened between September 14th and September 20th. So I wanted to give you a heads up about some of the themes, some things to be aware of, ways that you can make sure that you're really in control and consciously using the energy for your best and highest good. And that isn't always easy when you're experiencing tension or conflict or a disruption of some sort. So I'm going to go into that here in just a moment. First, I'd like to give you a few heads up about some of the recent shows and things going on. I just did a show a few days ago that's all about creating your new soul experience. It's about the energies of this time, getting a perspective on what you're building for yourself when the plan might not feel clear, when you're having some questions or doubts coming up. That show is all about a higher perspective of what is energetically happening at this time. If you are brand new to this program, I am a conscious channel who shares information as it comes through. I don't have any notes. I don't have a list of things in front of me. I just go. I just trust the information as it comes in, and I go for it. So that's also what today's show will encapsulate as well. Coming up on the program, we're going to have a conversation with intuitive author and healer Irma K. Sawyer. She's going to be here to speak about her latest books and her works. She works in the Akashic Records. She's an intuitive counselor and a healer. And her latest books that are out are about empath energies, cosmic love, and abundance, all great topics. So I look forward to speaking with her. That will be live Wednesday, September 18th. And then the following week will be the monthly Q&A show where I answer your spiritual questions that you've submitted. We have some great ones this month, as always. Thank you for sharing your questions with me. It's a pleasure to answer them with spirit. And then coming up in October, we have some more good shows. We have a few special guests. Rick DiClemente will be here to speak more about astrology. And you may have heard him before on this program. He is the author of The Exquisite Zodiac. And Rick's website is starself.com. He's a wonderful intuitive astrologer. I have a lot of respect for him and his brilliance and his work. So it'll be fun to speak with him. That will be the middle of October. And we will most likely touch on this very same topic that I'm going into today. This show is going to focus on the energies of the Cardinal Grand Cross. Now, I invite you to grab your astrology chart. If you don't have it handy right now, no problem. You can always come back and listen to this show again when you have the chart. The Cardinal Grand Cross is four energies that all have their own agenda that want to get something initiated and started and going. So just to speak of it generally, they are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And specifically, we're looking at the degrees between 9 degrees and 16 degrees. So in your chart, you'd want to find between 9 degrees and 16 degrees of any of those signs. So Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn. And I'm going to go through some of the energies in this show, but I want to give you a bigger oversight on what is happening. Each of these astrological signs is associated with a beginning, with a launch of new energy. And it's symbolized and experienced most obviously through the seasons, the four seasons of the year. Aries is spring, Cancer is summer, Libra is fall, and Capricorn is winter. These astrological signs initiate a new season here on the planet. When they are all being activated at the same time, it's as if all four seasons want to start right away. They have their own agenda, their own ways of doing their work. They have their own perspective, their own energetic signature. And so this creates a tension. This creates the push and pull, some ways of needing to figure it out, but nothing seems clear. It's a configuration in astrology that creates a lot of dialogue among astrologers because it requires a bigger perspective in order to incorporate all four divergent energies. It's not simple. And what we are moving through globally is this energy. And if you were to look in the news, I think the most obvious way this energy is coming up right now is the dialogue around Syria and how there are different players who have different agendas, different ways they want to do things, different actions they want to take. Then look in your personal life. There's probably parts of your life that you're ready to shift and to change, but maybe it doesn't seem clear, or maybe it's overwhelming, or maybe you don't know how or what to do next. There's just this inner tension. Now, this Cardinal Grand Cross at its highest expression is going to give us many beautiful gifts. It's a new starting point. It's about being in alignment with who you really are, setting your clear intentions about you, what you really want to manifest next, being able to hit a reset button of sorts where you're going to start anew. And this will depend on each person individually and what is in your chart and the area of life that is coming up the strongest for you. This Cardinal Grand Cross is quite loose right now. It's not exact. It's operating between 9 degrees and 16 degrees. That's what we call in astrology a wide orb. So it's like the strings aren't pulled at full tension. There's a little bit of room there, but it's a very rare opportunity to have a Grand Cross happening right now. And so when we have these planets that come around and trigger the Grand Cross, it makes us sit up and take notice. And so today's show is specifically around Mercury and the communications, thought patterns, our words, and what we use to speak and share our truth. Those energies are coming up very strongly. Now, a few weeks ago, and I don't have an exact date, it could even be a little longer than that, I did a show that talked about the Cardinal Grand Cross, but it was a relation to Venus being in Libra and Venus setting off these Grand Cross energies. And that is when many, many people had fears come up around money, around self-worth, around relationships and what they really want. So Venus was the first one to engage with these energies. And to be more specific, we have Pluto in Capricorn, Uranus in Aries, Jupiter in Cancer. These three outer planets, think of a three-leg table, okay? And the fourth leg is a rotating energy. That fourth leg first was Venus in Libra. Now it is Mercury in Libra. In October, it's going to be the Sun in Libra. And then in December and into 2014, it's going to be Mars in Libra. So this pattern of these energies will continue, but it's going to slightly shift and change as the different Libra energy comes into play, that different fourth leg of the table, if you will. So we have the Venus that came in and brought up issues around money and self-worth and all that. You can listen to that show anytime. I also did a special show on money and abundance last week, so check that out in the archives. Now we're dealing with Mercury. Next, with the Sun, we're going to be shifting our self-identity. And who do we identify with? What relationships do we identify with? Who supports us? How do we support ourselves? That will be coming up in October. And then Mars in Libra is going to require us to put it into action, to take fair, diplomatic, balanced actions, to not lash out, although that could be the inclination, but the Mars energy is going to be very strong. So I feel that we're being set up for this in a very intentional way, being set up to make the most of these energies. So let's take a look at Mercury here. Mercury in Libra is the diplomat. It's sitting down with somebody and you want to have a conversation and share your thoughts, hear what they have to say, contribute your own ideas. When I get a feeling around Mercury in Libra, I see a diplomat at an evening reception holding a wonderful glass of champagne or wine, making the rounds, having intellectual conversations with people, engaging them, being able to converse and share and really want to participate in that give and take experience where you're valuing others' ideas. Mercury in Libra is intellectual, it's social, it is interested in ways that there can be a win-win. It's also an energy that can be fixated on pros and cons, yes or no, paralysis around making decisions because you're continually weighing both sides. You want to be fair, you want there to be justice, you don't want to ruffle feathers, you don't want to start a fiery conversation or engage in an explosive debate. Mercury in Libra enjoys debate for the sake of intellectual stimulation and sharing ideas, but doesn't want there to be this world war around it. Mercury in Libra can be decisive, like I said. It can also be too concerned with what other people think. It can give others ideas without receiving credit for it. It can give a lot away to maintain peace. It's an eloquent sign, and I actually feel that it works, it's strongly placed because it's in an air sign. Libra is an air sign, and Mercury is ruled by an air sign, Gemini. So there is a lot of goodwill associated with Mercury and Libra in general. Now, in your chart, I recommend finding Libra between 9 degrees and 16 degrees because this is what we'll call the hot spot of where Mercury is going to be moving through your chart and engaging with these three other planets in the Cardinal Grand Cross. And these energies are going to be their most potent September 14th to September 20th. That is tomorrow, Saturday, through next week. If you could shut off your brain for a week, no, I'm kidding. But this is why I'm doing this show, because I want to give you a heads up here. So Mercury in Libra is going to make its first connection with Pluto in Capricorn. I think the energy actually is already coming in quite strong right now because the moon is in Capricorn. The moon in Capricorn is going to be squaring Mercury in Libra, and then the moon in Capricorn is going to be conjunct Pluto. So there's emotional heaviness and an added emotional signature to communication, to demonstrating your authority and your power. This energy could be, depending on how this energy shows up in your natal chart, it's where you're saying some, you could have some either mean thoughts or mean words that have a deeper meaning. I feel that this is where our unconscious behaviors can come out, where we are potentially communicating from a place that is not authentically us, but it is a representation of our deeper fears, our deeper emotional fears, our deeper fears of not being seen, of not being heard. When Mercury makes contact with Pluto, you can become obsessed with power struggles, with control, with getting in that last word, and making sure that you have the final say, and, you know, those even some zingers, or just the fact that, you know, you really want to make your point known. And Mercury is typically very mellow in Libra. It's, like I said, it's a peacemaker. But when it comes up against that force of Pluto, it's like anything goes almost. And your claws can come out. Your inner tyrant can come out. Now, there is a higher octave to this experience, which is to understand the unconscious feelings that are coming up, the unconscious emotions, the deeper issues that are coming to light. Maybe they've been in the dungeon and now they're being brought up to the light because of a conversation you're having with somebody. It could also be a conversation you're having with yourself. Something triggers you and you go into this dark place or this deeper place. This is meant to assist you in knowing yourself better, knowing your emotional needs better, claiming authority over your actions, your feelings, your words. Regardless of what anyone says to you, you always have the power to control your mind, to be powerful in the words you choose next. Think of a skilled diplomat. You don't just throw out whatever is impulsive or whatever you feel you have to say to get the upper hand. Take a step back, breathe, and allow, give yourself the gift of space and time to diffuse a situation or to allow it to just sit for a minute and then come back to the table. This energy is revealing to us, again, some of our deeper fears and giving us the opportunity to own them and to transmute them into a higher expression, into compassion for self. And that is one of the most important energies we need to own and claim at this time, is to be compassionate with ourselves for our what we're learning, where we are right now, all the work we've done up to this point. Give yourself that gift. Be your own ally. And be compassionate with yourself and be compassionate with others who maybe don't even understand what that means. It's tapping into that higher vibration of love, where we are all one and we are all connected, and to not allow these unconscious words, anything below the belt, to get to you, to not let it get your goat. For those of you who know a little bit about astrology, I'm going to take this a little bit further. So we have Mercury in Libra. And when we want to find out more about the energy, we look at the sign that the planet is in. So in this case, the planet is in Libra, which is ruled by Venus. Then we look to where Venus is right now. Well, Venus is in Scorpio, and it's about to make a conjunction to Saturn. This adds more depth to conversations, more happening underneath the scenes. This is where manipulation, lies, like these yucky things can be lingering. It's also where you have the greatest potential to transform energies and to elevate them. It does require work, though. With Saturn here, it requires the discipline and responsibility of your focused intention. This is where, actually what's coming to mind right now is affirmations. And you think about, okay, I'll just, you know, change a negative thought to a positive thought and all will be well. Well, the thing about affirmations is that they are only effective when you are working with the root level energy, which is your belief. So if you don't believe that you are worthy of abundance and financial energy, you can say, I am abundant and I am receiving financial energy every day, all day, every minute. But if you're not changing that belief, the energy isn't really changing. You're just putting on a Band-Aid. You're just covering up the deeper issue and you're looking for results without doing the real work. So at this time, the real work is required, the self-examination within your own mental processes. Why do I speak to myself this way? Why do I feel the need to speak to somebody else in a certain way? See, this stuff isn't always pretty. And when you go through your spiritual work, you actually become conditioned to maybe do more of the pretty stuff and to avoid the yucky stuff. But this is where the real payoffs happen. So what I'm getting at is that part of this time right now is to look at, you know, really look at what are your true needs and what parts of yourself need attention that maybe you haven't been giving them attention because you wanted them to just go away or to be easily fixed or you didn't want to do the work. It is about doing the work right now, and it's incredibly worth it. But you do have to make a commitment to that. And Mercury is highlighting that for us right now as this grand cross becomes more activated. So Mercury moving in and connecting with Pluto does connect to the obsessive thoughts. You might not sleep well if you have something circling in your mind and you can't calm it. It's that kind of an energy. It can be all-consuming. Then Mercury moves forward, and it next touches base with Uranus in Aries. This energy can be a few things. It's an opposition, which is two different energies that have an opposite agenda. However, within that opposition, there are similarities. There are ways that they can work together. There is a balance point in the middle. And between Uranus in Aries and Mercury in Libra, there is the potential to exchange ideas that are uplifting to both parties. The Uranus in Aries says, I want to do it my way. I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to be in a conversation to hear your ideas. I've got my own agenda. I've got my own way of doing things. I don't need anybody else. Mercury in Libra says, well, actually, maybe you do need people in your life. Maybe you don't want to live alone forever. Maybe you do want to have interesting conversations. So what about this? And so Mercury in Libra will engage and wants to potentially find a way to meet the Aries needs for independence, for leadership, in this case, potentially rebellion. But Aries at the same time wants to have those connections as well. It wants to share. It doesn't always want to be an island or off doing its own thing, because a mature Aries knows that you do need relationships in life. So this energy could be potentials of, I'm feeling like fireworks going off, bombs going off. It can be explosive. It can be a back and forth of words that might not be always what I'm like struggling to choose the words even. How funny. It can be this, I'm going to be in my corner and you're going to be in your corner and that's it. The other potential here is that you're able to meet someone halfway with your needs, and they will meet you halfway with their needs, and then you have the potential to sit down at that diplomatic table and to listen, to honor each other's different opposing needs, and to give each other room and space. I'm feeling that this is also where you have to be careful things don't escalate, because with the Uranus and Aries, you know, Uranus and Aries will charge ahead and go off to war. And, you know, how interesting that that is an actual topic right now on the global scene. But the diplomat will say, okay, let's talk this through a little bit more. They do have a nice rapport when you can get them both at the table. So keep that in mind. You know, there could be explosive words. There could be some things that come up. But this is where you put more value on a relationship and look at how it honors each party. And that is one of the keys to the Mercury and Uranus opposition. This energy is going to be exact on Monday and Tuesday. That's September 16th and September 17th. So just keep an eye on that in conversations. And then what's going to happen next is there's going to be a little bit of a breather, just a little bit, as Mercury then moves to connect with Jupiter in Cancer. Now, Jupiter in Cancer is an energy that is about emotional expression, growth, comfort. I think of it as it's like a house where you go into this house and it just feels good. It has wonderful, cozy furniture, pillows, decor, great food. You just want to nestle in and get cozy and enjoy it. The thing with Jupiter, however, is that there can be a tendency towards righteousness, towards going off the deep end and making things big unnecessarily. So this could be that you feel, or that someone feels, that their feelings and their emotions are so big and so right that there's no room for anyone else. And then Mercury in Libra shows up with a very intellectual, sociable nature and says, hey, can we just talk about this? Can we, you know, let's just share where we're at. And sometimes Jupiter in Cancer can be too emotional. It can be too wrapped up in the personal, subjective experience. And then Libra says, hey, you know, there's other people involved here. It's not just how you feel. It's about how all of us can work together and how we can share and make this happen. And so the energy here could be a little bit, again, escalated, emotionally charged. You could feel overwhelmed either by ideas or by emotions. There can be a tendency to not communicate clearly because there's so much feeling going on. Now, the key to this is to ground it and to give yourself a breather, to not go into hyperboles. It's Jupiter love. You know, it's not just I feel great. It's I feel 1,000% better than ever. So Jupiter can make things really big. So keep in mind that a grounded response is needed. Your feelings are valid. Your emotions are valid. But how can you communicate them in a way where you're engaging other people and you're not putting them off? Where you're including them. You're bringing them to that table and you're not pushing them away because all you're concerned about are your own needs. I am being quite general with some of these descriptions because there are so many more words that could go into each scenario. For example, Jupiter in Cancer also relates to family. So there could be family legacies here, family emotional energy. As always, it will depend on what areas of your chart are being activated. And if you are resonating with any of this information and you want some more answers for yourself, I am happy to do that. I have a link there on the Blog Talk Radio description that takes you to astrology sessions that I do. It's a 15-minute MP3 recording sessions, only $33, and I can give you some answers and insight into what's going on for you specifically. So if that's something you're interested in, check out the website consciouscoolchic.com, and it's under astrology sessions that you'll find this way of understanding what's going on for you and how to move through it. So these energies can bring up a lot. They're not just, it isn't just like, okay, one day I deal with family stuff, the next day I deal with my own inner world. You know, it all gets convoluted and mixed in together. And this is also where gossip gets generated and fired up, right? It's where things can spread because you want to be aware of how you are thinking to and speaking to yourself, and then how you're taking that outward and how you're sharing with others. Many people have a tendency of needing to solve problems externally, and that's not bad. We all need friends. We all need our social circles or peers that we trust, right? But what is your intention? Are you upset about something, and instead of looking at your responsibility in the situation, are you taking it to others in order to generate an ego boost or to get feedback that you were right and they were wrong? This is an unconscious pattern that happens in so many scenarios. Think of workplaces, groups of friends, groups. You know, it's like whenever you have a group of people together, people do talk about people. And what matters is the intention behind that. So this next week, you want to focus on your own intentions. And again, what part of you, what unconscious part of you is needing your attention? And that is where you make a powerful choice how to use the energy. We are equipped with everything we need to solve things for ourselves, to rely on a trusted friend for feedback and insight, to dive into a book or a resource that helps us get to our own answers, to go to somebody else for guidance, for understanding. So understand that that is one of the powerful choices that can be made at this time, is that things don't have to get bigger. They can get clearer. And unfortunately, there's a lot of gossip that can circulate because people just want that participation almost. They want to maybe chime in or air something out for themselves. And yet, the real lesson and opportunity there is for greater responsibility and ownership and to upgrade your own communication patterns. Another theme that comes up with this Mercury interacting and the Grand Cross energies is manipulation. And people who have relied on manipulating and lying for, who knows how long. It could just be an unconscious pattern. It could be how they have survived or how they've received validation, acknowledgement, what have you. I bring this up because I have experienced pathological liars and master manipulators. And I have distanced myself from them, and I've cut down and cut off those connections because I won't engage in that level of energy. I just won't. That's my own boundary. That's my own standard. And so that's one of these things that comes up at this time. It's what energy will you engage in? What energy speaks to you and is for your highest and best good? What serves you? Because when these big energies come up, people can be triggered. They can reveal more of themselves. We can see more of who people really are. And it's important to stay out of judgment, which I think is where we can go automatically and right away. It's like people are, they can have a bad behavior, but they're not a bad person. I remember when I was in the corporate world and I gave job reviews, you would always speak about someone's behavior. You would say, I would say, okay, well, this, what I'm seeing here is that there's been a habit of da-da-da-da, and we just would want to change that behavior in a way to get a different result. And so you're never saying that the person is personally a bad person, or you would never attack someone's character. You address the behavior. And that's part of what this is about. You're addressing you're looking at behavior in yourself and in others, and you're saying, okay, where can I change this behavior? Where can this behavior be upgraded? So keep that in mind as you're moving through these energies. And again, these energies are going to be prominent again in October and December and into 2014. So it's going to come back around, and just keep an open mind and looking at what you're observing. Now, the other thing I had put in this show description was mind control. And yes, there are people who do that, and I'm not kidding. There are, I would call, like spiritual cult leaders or people who rely on these heavy levels of manipulation to work with others, to get what they need, to work with clients, because, well, there's many reasons why someone might choose that. But again, keep an eye on your thoughts. What resonates with you? What supports you? What serves you? The mind control, symbolic messaging, all of this relates to psychic attacks, where you're also feeling like you have thoughts or visuals all of a sudden that aren't really yours. And you wonder where they come from or what's going on. People do engage in this stuff, and it's not always something we like to talk about, but it's reality. There are people who look to control others by any means necessary. I've seen this happen, my friends, and I have, again, cut those people out of my life because I'm not going to have that energy present. And this is part of the choice points that we have right now. You're choosing your energy. You're claiming responsibility for your energy and for your journey. And that means that not everyone can meet you there. It's part of why we're here. Why we're here to raise the energy on the planet. Raise the energy within ourselves, our communities, our neighborhoods, our relationships. And I'm feeling that some of you are doing this right now, and it's hard because you don't want to make these choices, to put it bluntly. You don't want to make a choice. You want it to be easy and flowing, and that is your intention. But it's possible to love someone even if they're not in your life. So if you can focus on that energetic connection as you continue on your path, as you own the brilliance of yourself, your own energy, and what you want, you can still love others, even if they aren't on your path. And that's one of these I guess, transfer points that we're making is that it's so important to know that there's always love between you and another if you choose it. Even if it's somebody who has taught you huge lessons and you want nothing to do with them anymore, you can still love them. If it's someone who broke your heart, if it's someone who hurt you, if it's someone that you don't want to let go, you can still love them and continue on your own path. The love is never wasted. The love never disappears. It's always there. Part of this energy, or I should say most of this energy, is symbolized right now by Neptune in Pisces and Chiron in Pisces, which are reminding us of the higher self perspective of love, compassion, forgiveness, joy. These two planets are gifts to us at this time. They are reminding us that we are all one and that the energies we engage in with another represent the energy of one. So let's take a look at what this means. It means that when you are speaking loving thoughts to yourself, you are also loving the other person, even if you don't agree with them or even if you want to say something else. When you love yourself, you are then generating enough love to share. And when you come to a conversation from that place, it's a win-win. And that's ultimately what the Libra energy is gifting us with the fact that it is possible for both, we'll call them sides or people or parties, to get what they mean, to be heard, to be validated, to be loved. And maybe you can't love them in that conversation or in that email or in that setting or in that relationship, but you can love them from a higher place. Always. So, one of my main gifts to you with this show is the fact that regardless of what comes up, either between you or within you and another, there is always space to create more self-love, more compassion, to understand more of who you are and what you are here to heal and learn. And there are wonderful opportunities in these energies to keep moving forward, to keep going forward, to not stay stagnant in anything, because honestly, I don't think we even could if we wanted to. And if you do try and stay stagnant, you might experience something else that could get you moving. This is a time of change, a time of movement, a time of being in alignment with your intentions. And there's also beautiful support with that. So remember to call on your spirit team. I haven't mentioned that earlier, but that's so important. Call on your spirit team. Talk to your angels, to your guides. Find the resources and tools to help you do that, whether that's oracle cards or books or crystals or whatever it is for you. Make that a gift you give yourself. I also recommend taking a breather, giving yourself time before responding or engaging in any energy. Look at what your intentions are, what you really want, what serves the situation in the best and highest way. Remember to take care of yourself and to own your power. This is where we're really applying our spiritual knowledge. It's happening. You know, this is it. This is what it's about. It's about taking all of that spiritual energy and understanding and putting it into reality. And that is one of the best gifts of this time. So I hope that this show has helped connect you with some of these themes and the understandings of what's going on. It's a big time. If you're feeling that, know that it's normal. Also know that you are right on track. You are right where you need to be. That's important for our psyche to know too, is that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. So thank you so much for joining me for the show. I will be doing another astrology episode coming up here when the sun moves into Libra. That will be in October. So stay tuned for that. And I hope you can download and listen to some of my other episodes for more free wisdom and insights. Thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend and week ahead. Namaste to you, friends. Take care. This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.